It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
It wasn't good for a lot of, one of the area Division I football teams of Duke, I think Carolina State, and North Carolina Central all won. We'll talk about that a little later. But we did get a chance to catch up with friendly show coach David Cutcliffe and had a brief conversation with him. This is what we had to talk about. Let's take a listen.
Joining us now on the Heister Automotive Group hotline, Duke head football coach David Cutcliffe. Now, Coach, it's been a tough stretch for you all this last several games. What is the feeling in the locker room for your team heading into your final game of the season?
Well, it's been actually tough since the pandemic started. It's just been a one kind of thing after another. We have really actually been resilient. Our players care for each other. The program is, we're a close-knit family, always have been. And when you go through these runs, absolutely, it's a test of the chemistry. It's a test of the emotion. They've been really good. Yesterday, we had a good talk to start. There's no magic involved in this. There's no masking. This is the last game. It's the last game for an outstanding group of seniors. And it's the beginning of the next game for all of our young players. And I thought it was pretty amazing. They went out and practiced with intensity and enthusiasm, coming back in off the practice field. I was, visiting with players, but there was just there's an energy about them. It's just a good testimony to what I believe these young men are going to do. Some of them may get a chance to play football again in the future in the NFL. Others will go and have great careers, but they're going to make communities better, and that's important to all of us here.
One of your seniors, Jake Bobo, last game mentioned about how the team is learning a lot of stuff about life off the field as well. It's more than just things on the field. How important is it for you as a coaching staff to continue to stress, hey, this is more than just what happens between the lines?
Well, it's just the way that we've always been, and I'm going to only believe in that approach and that way. And, there's not a bigger fool on earth than a coach that thinks they can fool a young person. You got to care about them. And if they know you care, and they know you care beyond football, then you're going to maintain your program and you're going to get through these tough times. And, everybody wants to win, and you want to win immediately. We all do. Nobody hurts worse than the players. But, sometimes we don't know when you get paid for the perseverance and keeping a great spirit about you. But we're going to do that. And our young people are going to be successful when they leave here. That's a big goal of this program.
Duke head football coach David Cutcliffe joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group hotline. Coach, with Miami coming into town this coming Saturday, with it being the final game of the season with your seniors, do you alter anything in practice for the seniors, or you just keep it business as usual?
You alter the end of the season a bit anyway. You shorten, the time. But we're going to, look at the week. We're still doing that. The heavy practices will be Tuesday, Wednesday. I believe we've got a good plan. Miami is got pro football players all over the place at every position. I mean, they're extremely talented. So to sit there and say we can continue to do what we've done and be successful doesn't make sense. So we're going to have to wrinkle some things here and do some things there, which will, take a lot of work at practice. And we got to go into it intending to be successful, and let's see what happens. So it may be a little bit of a unique week of practice, and I think our seniors will embrace that.
That game is right here on Buzz Sports Radio, 12:30 kickoff on Saturday. You can listen to it right here on Buzz Sports Radio. Coach Cutcliffe, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Dennis, I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Well, that's interesting. Hopefully they'll get a win, and it's a tough year for Coach and a tough opponent, too, on Saturday. So. But maybe they can squeeze one out. A lot of questions about why Coach is still – we haven't heard rumors about his status as a coach. And I think part of that. He's earned that pedigree, that I guess the equity of you know, maybe he has to let him make the decision. We were hearing that University of Florida Gators fired their coach, and you're gonna start seeing other coaches being fired. But I think Coach Cutcliffe deserves to leave on his own terms, and if he's not ready to go, he's not ready to go.
I completely agree with that. Let him decide if that's what he wants to do or not. And some of that is, you know, it's a process, right? It's a process of determining that if you want to come back, if you want to reboot in a sense and restart and build another program, because it takes a lot of time and effort and, you know, and energy to restart a program. And is that something you want to do?
He's earned
the right to be able to say, let me let you know if I want to do that or not.
Exactly. And the question I always ask people, well, who they gonna hire in? If you get rid of this guy, then who's gonna come in and change it and make it better at Duke University on the football field? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think this would ever be one of a firing at this one. I think this would be one of if him deciding if he wants to continue, right?
Sure, exactly.
If he wants to continue, and I'm talking about Coach David Cutcliffe of Duke, if he wants to continue, the who you gonna hire ain't nobody. Trust me, that's a short list of who you gonna hire.
I know.
If you were to fire a Coach David Cutcliffe, who you would go hire, right? Now, if he steps down, who would you go hire? Well, that's a different story.
Yeah, you have a choice. You got to go hire somebody then. But yeah, we up against a little bit, but I do want to do this conversation. College basketball, of course, there's so many tournaments going on right now. Every day, it's probably in the middle of the day, you'll start seeing games, which I love this time of year because of that. But the Tar Heels was in action over the weekend and lost two games, by the way. They lost, and I think that's why you said you was kind of happy because the Tar Heels lost, because it couldn't have been about football. They won the football game. But they went up against a very, 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 very good team, which we may see in the Final Four, the Purdue Boilermakers. And actually, I didn't feel that bad about that game. Carolina lost 93-84. Caleb Love, 18 points. R.J. Davis had 18 as well. But Purdue is a very, very, very good basketball team. Baycott only had 2 points in that game. I don't know where he didn't get on the bus. yesterday, they lost to Tennessee, which not as good as Purdue. Lost from 89-72, but they shot the ball well. The question is, and again, I don't understand why Coach Davis, and I love Coach Davis, why he plays man-to-man the whole time. And anyway, somebody asked him about his defensive strategy early in this season. This is what Coach Davis had to say.
Yeah, you asked what needs to change. Everything needs to change. I was really excited about today's game. I was excited about seeing the response out of our team after playing yesterday and, you know, the competitive spirit on both ends of the floor, particularly on the defensive end. One of the things that I told them, I said, you could be in the gym all by yourself. It'd be hard. Probably half the team couldn't shoot 65% by themselves in the gym. And so teams were doing that for us with us playing defense. And so from a defensive standpoint, it's not where I want to be. I'm very disappointed. But I'm not discouraged.
Casey, you can stop right there. So my point is, are you playing man-to-man and we can't stop nobody? Everybody's going by us. How about switch to the zone? One time, two times down. I'm being critical of a guy that I really care a lot about. I'm talking about why not just go to a damn zone for a change? So this whole thing about playing man-to-man the whole time, you can't guard nobody.